Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't do it to be mean. You do it for Shedeur Sanders' own good.
And why I think the NBA needs to step in and rig an NBA Finals game.
It's the Emerging Podcast Scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra, on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
You sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
And we're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Hello, Tone.
The NBA should rig tonight's game in favor of the Pacers to make it a fun series.
2-1. Wait a minute. No, they can't call in. All right, tell everybody why.
Well, they're already a league that nobody believes any of the stuff that goes on. Just look at the reaction.
Can I accuse them of rigging it if the Pacers win tonight?
Well, that's what I mean. Like, this series, everybody is saying, like, even the guys that are enamored with what the Pacers have done all offseason. The Zach Lowe's of the world. I call them the twin Duncans. There's two different Duncans that do podcasting. What is Nikias Duncan and Nate Duncan? They're two different Duncans. Hollinger, all these guys that are big into the nitty-gritty basketball, they all go on and on about how amazing it's been to watch the Pacers this year. And then they're like, but they have no answers for Oklahoma City. That's how amazing Oklahoma City is. We're talking about Oklahoma City as if they have won 3 straight titles. They are talking about Oklahoma City as if they were the Kevin Durant and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green and Andre Iguodala, Golden State Warriors. They're talking about them as if they are this unbeatable team. Mind you, they almost lost to the Denver Nuggets. They easily could have lost to the Denver Nuggets. Basically, Lou Dort connecting on like 6 straight threes is why the Nuggets didn't win that series. And yet, at the end of all their analysis, they go, yeah, the Indiana Pacers have no shot in this series. So I think the NBA needs to roll up its sleeves and get back to its old tricks, which is rig game one and then say, the rest is up to you. Let's get in all the officials, get in Scott Foster, Tony Brothers, whoever you want, all the pertinent refs that can swing a series and swing a game. Let's do it, because if the Pacers win tonight, your ratings will go up dramatically the rest of the playoffs, the rest of the finals. Rig it.
That's insane. That is the craziest thing I've heard you say in probably a couple of weeks. But you're laughing, so I know you're not being serious, which sucks, because I wish you were serious.
We would
if
never
you were
know.
Serious, I would get
if
all red-faced
they rigged
and angry.
It, we would never know, right? We don't really know if there was a frozen envelope in the Patrick Ewing lottery, right? Think about your biggest conspiracies. We do know that they pretty much did rig. You asked Tim Donaghy. They pretty much did rig the Western Conference Finals, and what was it? Was it 2000, whatever, when it was the Sacramento Kings or the
like
Portland Trailblazers
1-2?
Those looked rigged.
I was going to bring something up with you here, and I'm at the point now where I might just... I don't want to say things aren't important for this show, but I like having live interaction with people. Yeah. We can't take phones on this right now. So if we can't take phone calls on this, like, I hate telling people about this because, like, well, why should I listen to the pod if you're going to do the more important things on the show? That's a fair point, everybody. I think that way. But I'm getting such strong reaction to the balls and strikes, the automatic balls and strikes. I'm going, because I'm shocked. The people, there's plenty of people who disagree, but there are way more people than have ever agreed with me. I am shocked at the amount of people who agree with me on it. Now, the people who disagree, they strongly disagree. And I'm kind of thinking, is this better for tomorrow when I can actually get callers in on this? Do we want to wait until tomorrow on that? Because I was about to bring it up with you here, and but I didn't want to turn into the same old conversation I've always had. But that will be highlighted about, hey, it's part of the element. It slows down games, this, that, and the other. I do think that baseball is a game that needs entertainment as much or as more than the other two big sports that we ever talk about. I think that automating balls and strikes, I don't think it's the best thing to do. I think it takes out a lot of the emotion of the ball game.
So, no, you're exactly right, and we can explore this. It is interesting, though, because we always bag on the NBA for the reactions after calls. We bag on it. But in baseball, we love the reactions after calls. We love getting into it with umpires. But in basketball, where they just wave their fingers, wave their hands at a ref, technical foul. Why can't these guys behave? Why don't they believe? Why can't they just mind their P's and Q's and get down the floor? In baseball, look at, he's now bumping against the umpire. He's actually created physical contact with the umpire. This is hilarious. But in basketball, these are the biggest whiners of all time. Law and order. Why can't we have law and order in this game?
Yep.
What's the difference?
I wish I could tell you. I don't know. Well, I do know. I mean, there's differences in how people feel about the games. Because I think they feel differently about the players. But I was going back and forth with somebody to the point where I had to put my phone down so I can focus on you. And not in an angry way, a listener named Matt who had said, it's more entertaining when it's fair. And I go, no, it's not. It's more entertaining. They try to be fair, but it's more entertaining when it's not. You find me a Browns Monday after a loss where a caller doesn't try to call in and blame the refs, and I will show you a non-realistic world that you live in.
It's almost every time.
We've been doing
this
for 13 years on this station. This will be year 14 coming up, and I'm telling you right now, they've lost a hell of a lot of football games during that time, and there is always at least a handful, because usually on a Browns Monday, you can't buy an open phone line. So there's at least a handful of people every Browns Monday after a loss that will call in and try to blame the refs. Human error is part of what drives emotion out of people. You react the same way in games as you do as you would in traffic. You are different people. You're a different person when you're in traffic as you are when you're watching sports. We are entitled. I'm entitled. I'm entitled to you making the right decision, to not put my team in danger, to not put my life in danger. I'm entitled to that as a fan, as a person. But we all know that reality works much differently. And why do I want that? I don't want that. Plus, I have a big old fear of AI that, boy, I could. You want me to take that down the rabbit hole, or do you want me to talk about why I don't want Shador Sanders to be in the running for Week 1 quarterback?
Well, we can both. First of all, the AI theme is not going anywhere. That'll be there at all time. I am curious because what is this a new opinion on Shador?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that there's two reasons. Do you want the entertainment reason or do you want the real reason first?
Let's start with entertainment.
Can I start with real? I was thinking you were going to think
whatever.
Real. He just fell to the fifth round. You cannot tell me he did not doubt himself whatsoever on day three when he got drafted by the Browns in the fifth effing round. You cannot tell me that there's not now a little gremlin in the back of his mind going, can you really do this?
Ooh, okay.
Can you really do this? If I put him out there week one playing for the Browns, we know our reputation.
Yep.
And he struggles at all. I think you almost spike his career before it starts. Now, for the first time, he's doubting himself. If it is a bad day at the office in week one, and it very well could be, you are spiking his career before it starts. It has been a tumultuous spring. It is a very opinionated summer for him. And I think that this could be his worst year ever in his life if he goes out there week one and struggles. Because I think that that starts to affect him. Why did you fall? Have you done enough? I think it makes you question yourself. And I don't want that for him. I want him to stand on the sidelines and see the game and think, I can do this. I can play this game. I'm better than Dylan Gabriel. I'm better than Kenny Pickett. I'm better than Joe Flacco. I know when I get the chance, I'm going to be ready. I want him to see what Joe Flacco does on a week. And Joe Flacco is not going to be his mentor, as much as guys on the other networks want to take his quotes out of context and be idiots about it, because it was really stupid. As much as Joe Flacco is not supposed to be his mentor, you're still going to watch. And Joe Flacco said that in his comments as well. I want him to see what a Super Bowl MVP, a veteran in this league, a guy who's made a boatload of money, does to prepare for a week. I want him to see that, because he will. And then I want to see what he's able to do. I want him to get real-world experience on how to do it first before he actually does it. I don't want him in the running for week one QB. This is a guy, no matter what, and be fair to Dylan Gabriel. I don't need to be fair to anybody. I'm going to tell you the truth on this. Everybody can run away from these opinions as much as they want. Don't tell me you weren't, unless you hated him, don't tell me you weren't shocked that he fell out of the first round and then out of day two.
I couldn't believe it.
Thought he was going to second round. If he was going to go out of the first round, he was going to the second round.
I thought he was going to go at the end of the first round.
So people can run away from their opinions.
I didn't. Then when we cleared the opening couple days, I could not believe it.
So there is something that affects your own confidence if you are sitting there until day three. Aaron Rodgers was taken in the first round, and that guy sat, and it was the craziest thing ever that day, where it's like, is this guy going to get drafted? He's sitting there in the green room. He didn't start week one. He played behind Brett Favre, a selfish quarterback in so many ways, but all quarterbacks are selfish in so many ways when it comes to their own careers, so I'm not even going to rip him on that. He sat behind Brett Favre. Would Aaron Rodgers have been ready? Wait a minute, you fell to the first round. You fell to the end of the first round, and now all of a sudden this? Don't do that. Don't do that to Shedeur Sanders. You could tell him he's in the running for the week one quarterback, but in the back of your mind, he's got to be superhuman when they put pads on for him to be in the running for week one QB. You could say whatever you want in that building. They're not going to take a quarterback without the thought that, hey, maybe someday he can be special, especially a guy who came with that many chops at the beginning of all of this process, going back the last 2 years, because I don't think a lot of people were able to really see him at Jackson State. And now they've seen him at Colorado, and his dad is a polarizing figure, his team is a polarizing team, and he's certainly been polarizing because he's a part of all of that, and even though I think that that's just part of his environment. The entertaining part of it is, if he sucks, then you already spiked the season on entertainment.
Yeah, I agree.
It
kind of feels that
let's
way.
Let's just call it what it is. Unless you were a Ducks fan or you really like Dylan Gabriel, because, I mean, he did play for three different colleges. Unless you really like Dylan Gabriel, don't give me this fairness Dylan Gabriel doctrine or anything like that. You guys know what it is. You will not feel the same type of glimmer that you do with Shedeur Sanders. Shador's just a bigger star. And by the way, guys, that's okay. It's okay to feel that way. I know we like to demean and talk each other down and say that each other aren't intelligent or we don't have the emotional depth of what everybody else says. No. You're allowed to say, hey, why did Shedeur Sanders fall? Maybe we had the diamond in the rough here. You are not going to feel the same way about Dylan Gabriel if he goes out there and he fails. Because they wanted him before they wanted Shedeur Sanders. All right, if he goes out there and fails, it's just another nail in the coffin, which has been many nails now, why they would go, why the front office would probably all be gone. So if your deal is, like so many people agreed with you today, hey, the season's house money, I don't care if they win or lose. Okay, so that means you want to be entertained. Shedeur Sanders, that's entertainment. If they're bad to start the season and their record and their schedule is rough, they're bad to start the season, he comes out in October, let's rake the leaves on Saturday before tomorrow. I want to see this.
Well, we even stumbled into this today that if Shedeur Sanders was a 500 quarterback, my God, you want to talk about excitement? You know, whether or not they make the playoffs, that's all dependent on the rest of the landscape of the AFC. But very similar, I mean, Baker's...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
First year, right? Baker's first year. What game? Do you remember what week it was? How like was it week six, week seven? What week did he take over? What
was like
the Jets game?
The Jets game was either week three or four.
Okay, so it was
and then he started against the Raiders the next week.
He was starting first third of the season. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't finish with a great record, right? Did they? But
no,
that was exciting.
7-8-1.
Because everything he was doing was evidence that you've got a guy that could be a franchise quarterback.
Yeah. Man, you couldn't ask for a better way to bring him in. I mean, seriously.
Oh, it was going so bad.
By the way, do you love the point I made today about it doesn't make me feel any better about the front office? And I used Anthony Schwartz as the reason. I go, Andrew Berry drafted Anthony Schwartz, and this is part of the reason why Baker Mayfield isn't here.
Yep, for sure.
And you want to tell me, oh, no, I have full faith and confidence in the front office if Shedeur Sanders is good. No,
well, you do wonder. Somebody tweeted you and said, wait a second, you are going to dock the GM for actually drafting the quarterback that turns him around? And it's like, well, when you draft him in the fifth round, you really don't get a ton of credit.
No, excuse me. I don't know who tweeted. I wish I knew. I would say, I'm not going to dock him for that. No, I'm not going to dock him. You're just not going to get as much credit. If you would have stood there at number two and said, this guy's the effing guy, boom. All right, big balls, you got it. You get the credit for it.
I've never, the Ravens, and he was a first round pick.
Did Brandon Bean take Josh Allen real quick? Did Brandon Bean take Josh Allen?
I think so.
Okay. Big balls, Brandon Bean, you get all the credit in the world. You traded up. You took this guy. He was a crazy horse. All the credit in the world. You were going to say something about the Ravens.
Yeah, just that the Ravens traded up to get Lamar, but I didn't give him a ton of credit.
Big balls, Ozzie Newsome.
Because you weren't as all in on him. You drafted another player, a tight end, before you drafted him.
Yeah.
So I'll give you credit for having the guts to move up afterwards, but you still allowed the rest of the NFL to get him. It wasn't like you were so dead set and knowing that you were getting him. You basically had to play your draft board and pray that you got your draft board right and pray that your analysis of other NFL teams, which is a very, very interesting. I've got a podcast I got to share with you that we've got to listen to. I haven't heard it yet. That Cleve TA sent to me about understanding the draft board.
He never texts me. Why does he send this stuff?
It is truly amazing how much of the draft board is settled by GMs from knowing and at least anticipating what the other teams are going to do. And that's why they play the odds. And it's why Andrew Berry told us last time we got a chance to talk to him that he looks at the poly market. He does pay attention. And that is another data point where they think these guys are going to get drafted because it helps influence where they think they're going to be able to get value.
I just texted him. I said, you never send me these things, only to tone. Why?
That
he,
does.
He doesn't think I'm smart. I'm smart.
That does.
Everybody thinks I'm not, but I'm smart.
That absolutely does hurt Ken when he finds out people are texting me and not him, that, of our shared friends. You do take that very, very personally.
Depends.
I think you like to have the one-upsmanship on these relationships.
No. That's not it.
You don't think?
No.
So why do you feel so hurt?
I think there's a... Because I think there's another reason. Lima, you did this one time on the air and I didn't care for it.
Okay.
You said, I dumb it down. You go, one time I was not here and I heard it and somebody told me about it. And you said, Ken dumbs it down. And you went, Ken is not necessarily who you think he is. And you kind of made me out to be, he's a lot smarter than what he portrays himself to be.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you accuse me of that and I'm going, no, I'm just a very emotional person. And I've had off-air conversations about life and some sports and politics with Anthony that every now and then Lima's looked at me and gone, holy bleep. Like, yeah, but I do have a different way of stating it. And so when I don't get texts from people who I do respect as smart people, and I respect TA as a smart guy, I go, yeah, you think I'm dumb.
Wait a second.
You think I'm dumb.
So I thought you
think
said,
I'm a dummy.
You said you didn't care for that. I thought that was giving you credit.
Nah.
Being like, all right,
nah.
Ken is a lot smarter than at times he lets on. You thought that was a dig.
No. I didn't think you were telling me a dig. I don't think it was a dig. I just think it kind of either confirmed to some people that either A, I'm a dumbass and they're never going to believe it, or B, I'm just not truly who I am.
See, it's funny. I was honestly saying it. I didn't intend that to be a dig, and I apologize. I thought that, hey, I'm giving you credit for not only being really smart, but also that you know how to talk to the audience, more of the audience. You're able to grab more of the audience than I've been able to over our time.
Well, because I'm not as abrasive as you are when it comes to these things. When it comes to what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But
I see that, and like, how's Colin Cowherd and Nick Wright, two of the biggest guys going in the country? Well, when they're as condescending as it gets.
I think you and I would have been a lot more like that had we not gotten jobs early in our careers in our hometowns. If I would have worked if my first job was in Evanston, Indiana, and then I went to Indianapolis, and then I went to Chicago, I wouldn't have cared, and I'd be a much more abrasive individual. When I was on CBS Sports Radio, I was very a matter of fact with a lot of people on what I thought on things. But when I do talk to Cleveland people, it's like, and I think that you've changed a little bit over time.
I've softened.
You think a little bit about futures and what you leave behind here.
I have a family to feed.
Yeah. Well, it's not just, I don't think you're doing it just to remain employed. I do think you think about these things of like, what would somebody remember you by? And there is also, like, you see these people in public, you don't want to sit there and chastise them for the things that they truly believe in. And ultimately, you want the same as they do. If you and I did our show in Chicago, I'm not a Bears fan. So it would be different. I would be nasty.
So, and this will end up being probably more headline grabbing if I expound on this, and you do too, because we are big radio fans and we know a lot of people that do sports talk radio, but this was before your time. Do you remember Peter Brown?
Yes.
Okay, Peter Brown, I don't know if he was from Chicago or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He was on national ESPN radio when it launched, okay? I think he was one of the first shows. And he had a shtick, and his shtick was bash everything.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, that shtick does still, to this day, I think you have to be a little bit more honest and truthful. You can't just, people are smarter that are listening.
Yeah.
You know, you can't take everybody for granted. But he had bounced around, and it was pretty clear Peter was, he was trying to collect on some paydays, and I think those offers were dwindling. And he took a gig in Cleveland. And I'm trying to think where it was. You look that up, Owen, and see where
Peter
Brown was hosting Cleveland, Ohio. Might only have been a web show or something.
Network.
A small radio station.
Yeah.
What do they call them? The small frequency stations.
I don't remember. I know flamethrower, but I don't know the
You're better with the terminologies than me. So he came in, and I don't think he lasted very long, and he just basically called every owner out, every GM out, every star player, the good ones. And so he was a bash everything guy. And people in Cleveland were like, look, we don't even like that when a local person does it. But we sure as hell are not even going to give you the chance. So Peter Brown would come in, bash, 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 and then try to do slice of life. Hey, here's what I'm doing. And people were like,
well, they don't care about your life.
Get the hell out of our town, dude. Mm-hmm. You're being so negative. And I know we do this thing where we put everybody in a category. You're either negative or positive. And I hope that the average fan can at least sift through. Hey, at least they're telling the truth the way they see it. But you can't just go into a market and just bash, bash, bash. I remember people said that about Adam the Bull, and Adam was not that way when he came into the market. He bashed the Browns. Browns were bad. I mean, the Browns were really a bad team, and we were bad. The Guardians were bad under – the Indians were bad under Manny Acta.
Mm-hmm.
So – and was – oh, my God. The Cavs were bad, too, because it was after LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
It was post-LeBron that the station launched.
Yeah.
All three teams were bad, and I think Adam was getting a reputation as the bash guy. And then I think they saw, once the teams were good, like, no, Adam was just being honest.
Well, you can be, and maybe this is really what I've done. We're tried to do. It can be bad. You got to give them a way out. I have to provide a plan.
Can't be hopeless.
Yes.
You're screwed because the owners are all bad. You're going to be bad
exactly.
all the time.
I have to see a way out of this. So when I look at the Browns, it's like, well, you can draft the good quarterback, and you can find the right people. You can do that. It's the NFL. Cavaliers, hey, now that there's a second apron, and I don't think it should go anywhere. I don't think it should go anywhere. You can draft a team and be almost NFL style and put the right people in place and make yourself a competitive basketball team. In baseball, that's more difficult to do. That's more difficult to provide if things aren't going well, which they've usually gone very well for the Guardians, just not the best point of success. It's more difficult to do because it kind of is what it is. You can either afford it or you can't, but here's a way that's different that we have to provide. Okay, I haven't dealt with a lot of bad Guardians, but here would be if the Guardians were bad. I would look at it and go, okay, you got Travis Pizzano on his way up. You still have a young pitching staff. Your front office is one of the best in baseball. Some people argue the best. Buster Olney loves the Guardians front office and has for 20 years. There's always opportunity to do so. I don't know how I would provide anything. I'll tell you this, and this is where I'm lucky to have the Guardians here. If we were in Pittsburgh and I were a Pirates fan, or if that guy owned the Cleveland Guardians, I don't know what the hell I'd say. I think I'd be as down in the mouth as anybody. If you gave me a pitcher who, after a year after his first start in Major League Baseball, they're talking about trading the guy who was the number one overall pick. That's as sick as it gets. So it's not about, and by the way, that's not putting lipstick on a pig. It's just, here is a plan that I think would work. Do you agree or disagree? And plus, you don't rip every caller. Sometimes you get the reputation for that. It's not about that. It's just about
trying to
be somewhat respectful.
You know for a fact. How many times will we go to break? I will have just screamed or gone back and forth with a caller who was really taking, there have been some take personal shots. What do I do when I get off the air? Owen, you can vouch for this. What do I do when I get off the
air?
What's
he do when he gets off the air?
He goes and buys Fritos.
Okay, but then after that, I said it was a good caller.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's
I go, caller? I go, I hope he calls. I hope he calls back.
Yeah, that one guy in Texas, I was glad he called back eventually.
Yeah. Because
he said he was never calling back again. I was like, no.
If you got me to get into it with you, I think you're a good caller.
Like, well, that is something I'll just say from my position, right? We used to be heavy on the kick whenever somebody called in and disagreed. And you were very much like, hey, let's hear this out. This could be fun, right? Like,
yes.
We wanted to get into the debates. I think that's all Anthony Lima lives for is to debate somebody. I don't even think he cares about the topic.
I even like it when we debate whether or not to kick him. And you're like, I'm not throwing him off. You answer him. You like that type of thing.
He's gonna sit there.
You gotta answer him now. No, whether you agree or not, Kenny would do the same thing. I ain't kicking him. No. I agree with this guy.
They make good points.
Yeah,
that align with my values.
Yeah. Very. I don't know. We don't kick very many people at all. Demos at the end just because it was fun. It's time to go. To be honest with you, just like it just about is with this podcast here. Yeah, I wanted to do. So, did you agree with the Shador theory? Should I share that on the air tomorrow?
I think you should.
Okay. I think Now, how do we put it on the air, Joey, where you don't get me killed before the weekend like you did yesterday over the Kenny Atkinson stuff, Joey? How do we do that, Joey? Because I know that the headline is going to say, Ken doesn't think that Shedeur Sanders should even be in the running for week one starter. And that's going to be a problem. So how about for Shador's own good, for the future of his career, take him out of the running for week one starter?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.